Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Towards your heart, it'll open all the doors and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart, align your purpose, everything will feel great.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. Today's show is all about listening. Oh my gosh, Mercury retrograde started today. So hopefully we'll get through the show without any technological difficulties. Those of you who have listened in the past know always during a Mercury retrograde, something crazy happens and ultimately I end up going off the air because I have electronic problems. We lose the connection or whatever. Well, I did not meditate before the show today because when I meditate right before the show, especially during a Mercury retrograde, my energy is so high, I tend to totally blow out all the circuits. Now, you know, some of you may be rolling your eyes, especially if you're a first-time listener, and going, oh, right, sure. Well, I'm really not kidding. My energy can be so high sometimes after I've meditated, especially, that I have been known to walk into buildings and blow out the entire electricity in the building and the cable, everything. Crazy. And I have had 3 iPhones in the last 10 days. And the third one, which I received on Monday, is not working properly. So there you go. My son says I'm the only person on the planet who can have iPhones and Apple in general that breaks. Because when I got my laptop, now I bought him a desktop almost 4 years ago, knock on wood, and the desktop has been absolutely phenomenal. No problems, cross my fingers, knock on wood. Well, when I bought my laptop 4 months later, it was the last day of a Mercury retrograde. And I thought, oh, well, you know, it's right at the end. I wanted to get a free iPod for my son, and that was the last day to get the free iPod. You know what? I'm going to take a chance and order the laptop. Well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen to me with electronics. I received my brand new MacBook Pro. Now, it's not brand new anymore, but I received the MacBook Pro a few days later, and it didn't work correctly right out of the box. I'm not kidding you. This particular laptop was in the shop. Oh my gosh, I can't remember how many times, but it was over 10 times. And Apple actually worked on the laptop for an additional 6 months after the warranty ran out because it was so problematic. So I really give them a lot of credit for that. Basically, the entire laptop in a year and a half was completely rebuilt other than a new keyboard and a new shell. Everything on this laptop had been replaced in the first year and a half. And the people at the Apple store would just shake their head when they see me. And they say, you know, this only happens to 1 in 100,000 computers, people that buy Apple. And of course, I would get the one. And I've had 3 iPhones in 10 days, all problematic. So I have to go to the Apple store and get that taken care of. Oh, my God, it's already 8 minutes into the show. So enough about that. So I want to welcome you all. Thank you all for being here. Hi to everybody in the chat room. I am so excited to see you. And I love when I see people in the chat room. It's awesome. I know there are a lot of people who listen that don't go into the chat room and a lot of people that are on the call live who you know, don't choose to call in and speak to me because they're shy or whatever. But if you would like to call in and say, just say hello, or if you want to get a little insight on something you have going on in your life, then the guest call-in number to speak with me is 818-691-7313. So, you guys, it's so nice to see you guys talking with each other in the chat room. We have such a fabulous community. I have to say, I have the best people that come into the chat room who follow me on Facebook. I love all you guys so much. I really, truly mean that. And as long as I'm on that subject, I'm going to give a shout out to some new people who have liked my Facebook page since we last met. And that is Lucas, Kirsten, Bertha. I might have said Bertha last week. I can't remember, but I don't think so. No, she's brand new. Cecilia, and I'm going to mess this name up. I totally apologize ahead of time. Rajane, and it looks like Rajane is from India. Ooh, and Courtney Sierra, I want to give a shout out to you, and I'm really sorry, honey, about you losing your dog this week. So I'm sending you a big hug. It's really hard when we lose our loved ones, whether they're our furry loved ones or our human loved ones. We love them no matter what. Okay, so I want to give you a big hug and give you a big shout out. Okay, so let's get on with the show. All right, Mercury retrograde. This, the first 7 to 10 days is really probably the most dramatic and most impact that we'll see in many, many ways. On top of Mercury retrograde, we are in February, and February numerology is a 2 month. And when you're in a 2 month or you're in the energy of the two, that brings with it a roller coaster of emotions, because visualize the number two in your head, and you know it you start at the little hook there and it goes up and around and then under and down and whoop, down straight across the bottom. So imagine those are the emotions for this month, for February being a 2 month. Now, it's not all bad, you know, so don't be thinking, oh my God, it's going to be a terrible month. There will be challenges, no doubt, but having knowledge is power, I always say. So congratulate yourself for being here and listening in, whether it's live today or on the replay later on. I have hundreds of people who listen to the replay, you know, between now and next Thursday, because, you know, the time is not always convenient for everyone. And I've changed the time around in the day a couple of times. And really, when it comes down to it, you know, there's no good time or date or for everybody. So I want to thank those people who do listen to the replays, because I don't get to interact with you live. But know that anything that we do here on the show, the energy, because it's recorded live, continues to grow and expand. So if we do a meditation or a visualization or some type of healing process, know that you get the full effect from listening to that, even on the replay. And that's, and also if you listen to the show again at any time down the road, you get the full effect and benefit of that. And the more people who listen, the higher the vibration, the higher the energy, the bigger the healing and the transformation can happen. So tell your friends to tune in. Share my links on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest. You know, that's how we make a difference, is by when we find something that really resonates and works for us, is to share it with the people we care about, share it with our friends. Okay, I'm taking a breath now. Can you tell I'm really excited today? Oh, my goodness. And I haven't been home in a couple of days. And we've had a couple of wonky weather days here in New England, and actually across the country. So I know some of you who are listening who have had some challenging weather days as well, not just this week, but in the past few weeks. And so I send you guys a warm imaginary blanket of warmth and love for all you guys who are in the cold climates. And for all of those of you guys in the warm climate, send up some heat, will you? No, I actually love winter. My favorite weather is about between 20, 30 degrees, as long as it's dry and crisp without any dampness and no wind. Oh, it's my absolute favorite weather. On a clear night here with the stars, walking by the water, oh, it's just heavenly, heavenly. So if you're feeling stressed, get by the water. The water has negative ions. The salt water, fresh water, unfortunately, doesn't have that. But the salt water has negative ions. And we pick up these positive ions during the course of our day from electronic devices, from other people. Negativity is like positive ions, which sounds like it would be the opposite, because we always want the positive, right? Well, in this case, when you're working with science, it's the negative ions that you want to attract to you. So if you're really stressed, go by the salt water. If you can't get by the salt water, take a salt bath. Pink Himalayan salt, I feel right now, is the best because it's the least, has the least toxins in it. You know, so many, and depending, you really have to know where you buy, who you buy your salt from, how it's treated, because many salts that you buy on the market have been treated with radiation, and who wants to take a bath in nuclear, you know, fallout, nuclear activity? I don't. I don't know about you guys, but I seriously doubt you do either. So really know where your salt comes from and how it's treated. Many of the things that we buy, and it's funny, I posted a commercial on my Facebook page today. You guys will have to go look at it. It's kind of a spoof on All Natural, but unfortunately, it's sad, but really true. So even though it may say All Natural, it may say organic, it's not. That's not always the case. There may be one organic ingredient in it, and the labeling is so loosely interpreted or enforced that companies can get away with that. And All Natural is the same. So be sure that you know where your stuff is coming from. I researched for quite a long time through many wholesalers before I decided on the wholesale people who I deal with my company Alchemy of the Earth, with that is All Natural Bath and Body Products. Because when I started, you know, researching, and I don't want to do the whole show about Alchemy of the Earth, but we will do a show about that one night. When I started researching about the chemicals in the products that we put on our body, that was horrible as it was. And some of the biggest companies, including baby products, are the absolute worst offenders of carcinogenic, hormone disrupting, endocrine disruptors, all sorts of crazy things to your body, and they don't tell you. And now this new nanotechnology, you see all these commercials on TV about, you know, for these big cosmetic companies with these nanoparticles that will make your face look younger and more beautiful. Really be aware of anything that has nanoparticles in it, because nanoparticles are so tiny that they actually can get into the cellular structure of our bodies. So you really want to know what you're putting on your skin, putting in your mouth, and so forth. And it just for your own health and your own thing, because if you don't have your health, you really have nothing. You can have more money in the world, and, you know, you can be the richest person, but if you're not well, then all that money is not going to do you well. Okay, so salt, know what's in it. A lot of the salts on the market are treated with radiation, and which totally baffles my mind. I don't know why that is, but they are. The other thing is some of them are bleached, and who wants to put, you want to pour bleach in your bath? I know I don't. Ugh. And, you know, so know what you're putting in your bathtub. So if you can't get near the ocean, take a salt bath. Okay, enough about that. And if you don't know where to buy great salt or really great bath products, go on my website, alchemyoftheearth.com. There's also a link on my intuitive website for Alchemy of the Earth. So if you want to do one-stop shopping, one-stop browsing, go to cynthiafontaine.com and look for the Alchemy of the Earth button, and it will take you right there. Yay! And Valentine's Day is coming up. Have somebody special in your life? Well, how about you? You're special. We're all special. And when we think of ourselves as special, our lives improve in so many ways, and the improvements can be dramatic, really, really dramatic. So when we view ourselves as special and not in an egotistical way, but, you know, honestly, if you believe in a higher power, who, whatever you call it, God, Buddha, Allah, Creator, Mother, God, Father, God, whatever, if we believe in this divine force, this divine power that is all good, then how can we be bad? Because we are that image. We're made of that image. And very interesting, I'm reading a book by Greg Braden. For those of you who have not seen Greg Braden's work, I really encourage you to check it out. He is on Hay House Radio. He is a Hay House author, and he is a scientist. And I'm reading this book right now. I've just started it, so I can't talk too much about it, but I can share with you what I've already learned, which totally kind of blows my mind, actually, is that in his research, he's been all over the world and traveled to the most remote areas, looking for people who are enlightened, spiritual gurus, so to say. And he's been in caves in Tibet and all over the place. And what he has discovered is that God, the word name God, and again, it doesn't matter what name you use. I believe it's all the same energy. It's our own mind that has to put a name to it. But when you go back to ancient texts that, you know, we no longer use many of the ancient languages, the word God or the name God is actually encoded in our DNA. Oh my God, how amazing is that? I am totally blown away by that whole idea, and I can't wait to read this entire book. Okay, so hi, you guys in the chat room. Everybody's waving to each other. I love that. You guys are so supportive of each other. I totally, totally love that. It's amazing. And, you know, when we support each other in a positive way, our lives all improve. So give your guys all a clap, pat on the back. I'm waving all to you. I don't know how you wave on here, but Kathy O, you know how to figure it out. So I'm waving all to you guys, even though I'm not that technically savvy and don't know how to do those things. But I'm waving here. I did wink at you. Okay, so let's talk about Mercury retrograde, because this is really going to be key for everybody, no matter what your astrological sign is. Mercury affects us in many ways. Now, if you have planets that are ruled by Mercury, for example, I'm a Virgo, and Virgo is ruled by the planet Mercury. Well, not only am I a Virgo, but my astrological chart, my birth chart, I have four planets in Virgo. So when Mercury is doing funny things, I totally get it 210% because I have all those planets in Virgo. Now, if you don't know what your astrological chart looks like, you can go on astro.com and get a free birth chart done. It's really great to know where your planets are because it can help you know what bumps in the road you may have in your life. It can also help you know what your strong points are. It can help you with so many things if you're thinking about changing careers. I really encourage you to get a good astrology reading by someone who knows how to do transits and things like that. Rose Marcus is a great astrologer, and there are some others as well. So if you need an astrologer and you're not sure who to go to, if you message me, I'll give you a couple of names. So if you don't know how to find me when I'm off of Blog Talk Radio, I am on Facebook, and my public page is Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. That's where all the action happens, and you guys can message me on that page, I do get a lot of messages on that page, but I see those because they're right in my face, and I check Facebook several times a day. And even though I check my email a bunch of times a day, sometimes I still miss emails because I get hundreds of emails every day, and I have three email accounts, and one of them I just use totally as a junk account now. I don't get any personal mail there. But anyway, you can also go to my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, and send me a contact request form. That will also do a couple of things for you. When I put out a newsletter or a new blog, I can let you know through your email if you send me a contact request form. So how about that? Yay. Okay. So you can also find me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. I am on Pinterest. I'm on Google. I have a YouTube channel. Oh, my gosh. Just Google me. You can find me everywhere. Okay. So Sandy wants to know, do you need to know what time you were born? The answer to that is yes and no, Sandy. It's best to get the most accurate astrology chart, knowing the time and the place that you were born, because that will give you all the aspects of exactly where all the planets are, because planets change. They don't all change minute to minute, but some of them can, you know, you can be, if you put in that you were born at 10 o'clock in the morning and you were born at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that can be a big difference as to where the moon is and so forth. Okay, so it's best to know what time you were born. If you have no idea and have no way of finding out what time you were born, then generally I use 12 o'clock noontime, because that gives you sort of a middle of the day thing where you're looking, you get, you know, some morning, some afternoon kind of thing. Okay. So yes, it is best if you do know the time of day. And usually if you don't have your birth certificate or your, you know, somebody in the family doesn't remember what time you're born, usually you can go to the town or the city that you were born in, and that information should be on your original birth certificate, or sometimes the hospital, but generally the town or the city that you're born in. And you're welcome. And we have somebody new signed in. I want to say hello to the new guest who has just signed in. Okay, so let's get back to Mercury retrograde, because this is really important, especially this next week. If you have plans to sign contracts, if you are thinking about buying a car, a computer, a TV, anything electronic or a big purchase, I really recommend that you do research now and wait until after February 28th when Mercury goes direct. And that means Mercury won't be traveling backwards anymore. Because if you're going to have problems with big purchases, they will most likely be in a Mercury retrograde. So, and again, signing contracts right now is a big thing. If you have to sign a contract during this or any Mercury retrograde, but especially this one, they all have a little bit different energy with them. Of course, we have three Mercury retrogrades a year, and this is our first one for 2014. So, and everyone has a little bit different energy with it, depending on what else is going on in the planet. So this one's going to bring a really, really confusing week. It may feel like, oh, my God, the gates of H-E double hockey sticks have broken open. We used to say that when we were kids because we never swore. I don't know. But anyway, I think there's more better use of vocabulary. Here I have more better use, right? That's great vocabulary. Anyway, if things are going to go awry, this will be the week for it to happen. You know the old saying, the best laid plans of mice and men, that will be challenged. Those will be challenged this week. So when you're facing these challenges, when you're facing an angry spouse or partner or family member or coworker or somebody having road rage, take a step back and remember my little trick. Breathe. Take a couple of nice deep breaths. And while we're doing that, let's all take a couple of nice deep breaths. So breathe in through your nose and really expand your tummy, your abdomen, and get those lungs to fill up from the bottom to the top. And hold it for just a second. And then a big exhale out. When you exhale, do some kind of sound, whether it's ah, oh, wow, whatever, because that signals the body to relax. So everybody take a couple of nice deep breaths and just allow any stress that you feel in your body, any anxiety from the day, from the week, from the weather, just allow it all to flow out like it's flowing out through the bottoms of your feet into Mother Earth and let the earth process it and recycle it for something more useful. Because really, tension is not a useful thing for us. You know, there was a day when we needed to be have all this high alert stuff when we were being chased by a lion. But really, how many times have you been chased by a lion in your life? Well, now the lion is in our minds. The lion is our boss. The lion is paying the mortgage. The lion is getting the kids to soccer practice and getting the other kid to ballet and, you know, all at the same time. So that's the lion now. We don't have the physical lion after us anymore. We have this metaphorical lion, so to say, after us. And so most of us are in a high alert state for sometimes the entire day. So you want to reduce that. Bring the energy down, relax, relax, relax. So remember, this week especially, if somebody's in your face or if you want to get in somebody's face, stop, because there will be no good outcome in the next week if you allow that to happen. And if for some reason it does, be sure to get back on track as soon as possible. Really, really important. Because we have, not only do we have Mercury retrograde, but we have tension right now that is really high between a square, between Taurus and Aquarius. And Aquarius is really, can be really nitpicky. You know, they're really finicky. They're really unique to details. So really pay attention to that, especially this week, okay? And if you're signing contracts, have somebody else look them over because particularly in this next 7 to 10 days, all the way through the end of February, really, but especially this first week, week and a half of this Mercury retrograde, there may be things that are hidden or things that aren't complete in anything that you're signing. So really be sure you know what you're signing if you're signing any kind of document between now and the end of February. And I know there's a lot of Aquarians who listen to the show, and my youngest son is an Aquarian. And, you know, you guys are fantastic for detail, really detail-oriented. That being said, sometimes it can get a little nitpicky, so just remember that if you feel like you're nagging, you probably are. I love you, Aquarius. It also makes you guys fantastic workers, though. You're great in astrology, great in the medical profession, great in science, and all sorts of things that need detail. Okay, so with the hidden deception things that are going on, that is because Neptune, who is the god of the ocean, who is all about infinite love, infinite connection, he's also about lies and deception and things being hidden because he's under the ocean, right, in all of our stories about Neptune. So pay attention to things that could be hidden from you right now. All right. Everybody take a nice deep breath. Let me just look at my notes here. There's a lot of good things about Mercury retrograde as well. I don't want you guys to think that it's all, you know, doom and gloom and chaotic, and it will be chaotic. However, that being said, there's a lot of good things about Mercury being in retrograde. It's a time when it's really a good time to go within. So I had a client this week who was very confused about making a decision regarding a relationship in her life, and she didn't know which way to go with it. And this is really sort of a classic example of a good use of a Mercury retrograde. When you're not sure about anything in your life, and you know, this isn't if you're so undecisive you can't make a decision about anything, but you know, I'm talking about if you have big decisions, especially particularly like this client had, this would be a big decision that really could you know, determine how her life goes and what path it goes from here forward. So really now this is the time to go within, to go within yourself. If you're in a state of indecision or confusion, don't do anything. Just wait. Go within and listen to your higher guidance. One of the great things about this particular Mercury retrograde is, and the way we have this planetary alignment going on, is that we, this next 7 to 10 days, is a really good opportunity to go within and listen to higher guidance, because those channels right now are very open, more open than, say, other times throughout the month. So really go within and tap into that higher guidance. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens with this Olympics, which started today, because they're they're likely to have lots of electronic challenges, scheduling challenges, and things like that, because you have that aspect of Mercury. And then on the other side of things, we have this fabulous opportunity to tap in right now to higher sources, to the divine, to the universal force. And I really think that we're probably going to see this week of the Olympics, especially some probably records being broken, and people who are able to connect and tap in to do things that no one has expected. So expect some really great performances with this Olympic. And that's not with everyone, because then you'll have the people who don't tap in to the life force, the universal force or whatever, which is really where the big guns come in, so to say. When you need help, you call in, you know, the universal force, only the light beings, of course. So the people who can do that during this Olympics are really going to excel. And then we'll see some other people who don't do that, who, you know, unfortunately aren't going to have such a great Olympic experience. But that's part of competition. There is also a healing aspect going on with this Mercury retrograde. And if you have things going on a personal level, this is a really great time to get to the bottom of it, to really take the lessons that you've learned from the past and move forward with them. Now, sometimes when healing is occurring, the wound has to be opened up. And, you know, I don't want to get graphic here, too graphic, but, you know, say we've all had some cut or a splinter or something that's gotten infected. And, you know, we've had to go in and clean it out in order to it to get better and heal. So that being said, this is a time where the wound may need to be opened up in order to be cleaned out so it can really heal. And by listening to yourself and listening to others this month, that will give you an opportunity to really do that. Now, relationships are going to be very challenged this month in many ways, especially if you or your partner or family members don't tap into a higher vibration, a higher level, a higher thinking. When we get into the petty things, nitpicky things and so forth, and we don't listen, then things can really, really go bad this month. So, you know, this is the topic of tonight, is great listening skills. So do not be shy this month, especially, to repeat back to someone what they have said, especially when it comes to matters of the heart and when you're having deep conversations with people, because this month is the month that feelings will be hurt, people will misunderstand, misinterpret, and then you can throw something really good away on a misinterpretation or miscommunication. So really, really be sure that you are putting on your listening ears and your listening cap and really use good listening skills. So if you may, again, repeat back to what the person has said to you, and you can say to them, because, you know, some people might be like, what are you, making fun of me? You're repeating me back, whatever. Okay, some people might get upset by that. But say to them, if this is something that you're not accustomed to doing, I'm going to repeat back to you what you've said because I want to be sure that I heard it and understood clearly and correctly. And that gives the person the chance to know, oh, they are really paying attention and they really want to hear what I have to say. Because doesn't that make you feel good when somebody says, I'm listening and I really want to hear what you're saying? If we all did that, oh my God, what an amazing, amazing experience this would be. So start where you're at. I know I wasn't taught that when I was a kid growing up. And, you know, you learn from your family. My family, kids were seen and not heard, basically, pretty much. Or if you were heard, you were outside heard playing with your friends or siblings or whatever. That sort of thing. Although at the dinner table, we always had so much fun. With my brother, James. If you guys have listened before, you've heard me say this 100 times. He was such a joker at the dinner table all the time, not just at the dinner table, but at the dinner table, he had everybody's attention. So he'd be squirting mashed potatoes through his teeth or just doing funny things. And anyway, it's really great. And I was working on my new healing room this past weekend. And so for all of you guys who are local, my healing room will be up and running and ready within the next, I'd say 2 to 3 weeks by the end of the month. It's actually ready now, but I have a zero gravity chair and I am looking to get into a massage table. So if any of you know somebody local to the Rhode Island, Massachusetts area who has a massage table that they are no longer using, have them contact me. Yay. I just thought of that. I don't know why, but anyhow, maybe there's somebody listening. Who knows? Okay. So I am going to start having groups here in my new healing space. And it'll be probably, I think I'm going to do once a week, and there will be a love donation. And people can come and experience different things, whoever shows up, you know, we Reiki people or whatever. I'm sure different people will show up who do different types of healing. So be on the lookout for that. And at some point down the road, I'm going to be doing, for all you guys who are not local to me, because I have a lot of you lovely friends out there who are not local to the New England area, I will be putting together online seminars. So you guys will be able to partake in those as well. Okay. Oh, let's see. What have we covered? I covered everything tonight on this Mercury retrograde. The big thing about this year in particular, last year, the energy was all about me, me, me. And this year's energy is all about the globe, the people that we interact with every day, and even people who are on the other side of the world who we don't even know. This year is, again, all about the global betterment, and in mind that we all are becoming more conscious of our impact on other people and the importance of our connection to other people. You know, we can't survive on this earth for long flying solo, no matter what we would like to believe or think. It's just not possible. You know, you might get on for a while, but, you know, really long term, you need other people. And you need other living things, plants or animals to survive and things like that, and water. So remember, everything that you do in this life, in this existence, has an impact on everyone and every living thing on the globe, on the earth. So it's important to recycle, reuse things. If you're not using it, gift it away, sell it at a yard sale, whatever. Clear out your clutter. I've had some people contact me the last month or so because I've been saying, clear out your clutter, clear out your clutter, saying, oh, I cleared out my clutter and I got a new job offer, or, you know, I got whatever, unexpected mail, or I just feel so much better. My health has improved. So clear out your clutter. Get rid of it. You know, if you don't love it, if you don't use it, gift it away or sell it. Selling is good too. You know, it's totally up to you whatever you want to do. But if you gift it with love and gift it knowing that the value of whatever it is will come back to you tenfold over. So we have a couple of different places here that we can gift things to, you know, local charity, Salvation Army, things like that. But there's one in particular that I really like, and I would encourage everyone to look for something similar in your own city or town. Just in the next town over from here, the city, there's a place called Marie's Place, and it's run by a church in the next city, and they give everything away that is donated to them. And you have to, you know, go to the church and fill out this application thing and tell them what your income is and that sort of thing. Because one thing I realized, I used to give all my things to Big Brothers and Big Sisters, who in our area have stores where they go and sell everything that you donate, which is fabulous. And you can get some really great bargains in there. However, when I was in there one day donating, there was a man, they used to have 99-cent day on Mondays, so you could get whatever color tag was on special for 99 cents. And there was a man at the register who could not afford the 99 cents for a pair of pants. So that really made an impact on me and made me realize that, you know what, there are some people out there who can't even afford a pair of pants for 99 cents. You know, I mean, we live in the land of opportunity here in America, and yet we have so many homeless and record numbers of people living in low to below poverty level than ever before in history. So do something good with your stuff. Gift it to somebody. And just know that it's going to come back to you in some way or another. I've had some of the most fabulous things happen in my life. And, you know, I don't gift with the intention of getting something back, but I've been gifted some amazing things, really, truly amazing things, where when I first started working with Colette Baron Reed in 2009, she gifted me an intensive workshop weekend in Sedona. It was worth like $1,200 just for the class. So really, you know, gifting is a good thing. All right. So pay attention to what your impact is on other people. Listen, really listen, and listen from your heart space. We tend to stay in our heads, in our thinking minds, and that's where all the chatter happens. You know, we all have this little voice in our head that is giving us all kinds of information during the day. And if you can't sleep at night, that's that voice in your head, you know, going on, droning on and on with worry and things like that. So you want to quiet that nagging chatterbox in your head and get down into your heart space. And one really quick and easy way to do that is by doing some breathing exercises, because it takes the focus out of our mind, out of our thinking mind. And when you breathe, your lungs are located in your heart area, your heart chakra. And when you put the focus on that, you immediately come down into the heart, and it can make a really, really, really big difference. Okay, I'm just checking the chat room. Oh, you guys are really you guys are really chatting it up in here. I was on a roll, and I wasn't checking the chat room. You guys are great. I love how you go back and forth and support each other. That is fabulous, fabulous. Okay, so Mercury retrograde ends February 28th, although the effects can last for as long as another week after that. Let's see, just checking again to see what's going on. Okay, so we have some people in the chat room with family that are trying to start fights and things like that, and healing emotional issues from a past life, affecting energy now. This was just discovered. I'm actually working with a lot of people currently doing past life things. And it's really amazing to me how things sort of ebb and flow. And I haven't really done a lot of past life things for quite a while. And then all of a sudden, I am once again being called to do a lot of past life things. For a while, it was all animal communication. Everybody wanted to talk to their horse, dog, cat, or had problems with their horse, dog, cat, whatever, birds. And the only thing I haven't talked to, I think, is probably spiders and snakes. But it's funny how, like I said, things go. And I'm doing a lot of Reiki now, which it hadn't been my main focus for quite some time. So yes, past life can really affect our current life. And how you can sort of have an indication that maybe something is a past life bleed through, because we're seeing it more than ever right now. And I feel that part of that is because we are shifting from being third dimensional beings, being on this physical earth, living on this physical earth and vibrating at that level, to working in the fourth and fifth dimension. And we can't get too much into that right now because we only have 7 minutes left. Oh my gosh. No, 6 minutes left. So that'll be a topic for another night. But as we are moving into these other dimensions, these are vibrational, energetic dimensions. And as we become more enlightened and we become more aware of the real laws of the universe, you know, we have so many laws that are placed on us as humans that are made up laws. But the laws of the universe are much further and few between and much more impactful and really meaningful. They're the ones that when we live our life by, we can really get our lives can improve. So we are going from third dimensional vibrational beings. Everything has a vibration. We all have a vibration. Plants have a vibration. The earth has a vibration. And right now, the Earth's vibration is changing, and so are many of the people on the planet. Now, there are many people who are still living the dog-eat-dog, stuck in this third-dimensional world, and you know that you're stuck in this third dimension when you wouldn't be listening to this show if you were still living in the 100% third dimension. You know when you're in the third dimension, when you go to work, you come home, you do dinner, you go to bed, it's day after day after day. There's no spiritual improvement, or there's no spiritual embracing your spiritual side. There's no sort of figuring out what is this all about. Okay. So when you start searching, and for everybody who is listening, you are searchers. You guys are seeking. So you are working somewhere between the third and the fifth dimension. And the higher your vibration goes and the higher the dimension that you get into, the less physical things you will find yourself needing, and you will be able to let go of things, possessions that you maybe couldn't let go before. And again, things that, you know, you don't love or don't use. And even if you love it, if it's been stuck in the closet for 10 years, let somebody else love it who's going to use it, because loving it and keeping it locked in a dark closet, that just holds that vibration stagnant, that energy. So raise your vibration. Get into the fifth dimension. That's what this is all about. We are in the age of Aquarius. This started back in the 60s, and the world had a chance back in the 60s to change the whole direction of the way we operate. And on many levels, things were changed. Unfortunately, those people got caught up in sex, love, and rock and roll, and they didn't complete their mission. So now we have an opportunity again to complete what was started back in the 60s by maybe your parents or, you know, relatives who were in that hippie era or friends. And maybe you were too. So you have a second chance if you've already been around once in this time with so many things that are mirroring astrologically what we saw in the 60s. So it's all good news. It is good news. So say yes to being in your heart. Say yes to aligning your soul in the evolution of love. Say yes to turning off the mind and turning on your heart. And your week, this week especially, will be so much easier to manage. Not only your week, but your whole life. Give up the struggle now for your own personal interest. So many have been focused on making as much money as they can, and not so much you guys who are tuned in, but the world in general, that they have forgotten the good of many. And we now have a chance to turn that around. And we're seeing that by the actions that we take every day, such as buying local. If you want to make an impact, buy from your local farmer. That makes an impact. So use your money to really walk your talk. Deborah, there sometimes are health issues that can be related to a past life. And we're going to do a whole show on past life. I can't remember if I've done one at all. So we'll do a whole show on past life, but not next week. Next week. It's the day before Valentine's Day, so next week is going to be all about love. Ooh. So remember, take a step back and breathe. Expect that things will go awry this week and for the next couple of weeks, because they will. But we also have a great opportunity this month, because we are in a vibration of love, to experience really fabulous things when you connect into the divine, into the higher power, into the universal life force. Connect in. Oh, I wish I had more time with you guys. We are out of time. I love you all. Thank you so much for being here. I send you all blessings. I'm sending you a big hug and a kiss. Oh, love you. I'm so sad that the show is over. Find me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, Pinterest. I'm also on LinkedIn. Connect with me there. And, I love you. Be grateful. Be happy. Smile.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything
all that is.
Everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
Sit and pray, cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
And I'm in between. light in my life. Every road to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to. Gone.